For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Eugene Oscapella. I'm one of the founders of the Canadian Foundation for Drug Policy, and I teach criminology at the University of Ottawa. I teach drug policy there.
There's a lot of rowdy news about marijuana and the drug war going on in Canada these days. Fill us in, if you will.
The issue came to the fore because of a tragic event a couple of weeks ago when four Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP officers, were murdered in a farm, and the farm was the site of a chop shop, and the fellow who killed them had a very long history of violent behavior and hatred towards the police, and they actually went there to repossess a truck. It was not a raid on a grow op or anything like that, but it turns out that there was a small grow op on the premises. So the immediate reaction of senior politicians and senior police officials in Canada was to say that, look, this was a raid on a violent grow-op, and that's why these four RCMP officers died. Now, the head of the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, retracted his statement later, and he said that it was inappropriate for him to make that linkage, and in fact, I think it's quite clear that he was trying to perhaps exploit the tragedy by blaming it on drugs in some way. So, in any event, that was the issue that sort of got things going in Canada recently. But also, the U.S. drug czar John Walters has been saying that Canadian cannabis is a significant reason for the increasing number of emergency admissions of young people in the United States. The so-called famous BC Bud is allegedly responsible for all this. But as a colleague of mine pointed out last week, it may well be American pot that's doing this, to the extent that it is doing anything. Because there's no labeling requirements on BC Bud, and because it attracts a fairly hefty price, it could well be that people are selling their own marijuana as BC Bud when in fact it's not. And of course, I think we all know how suspect some of those claims about emergency admissions are in any event. So that's where things stand right now.
According to a recent report from the Associated Press, treatment rates for marijuana nearly tripled between 1992 and 2002, attributing the increase to greater use and potency. Advocates of legalizing marijuana disagreed, saying the trend was largely due to an increase in marijuana arrests and had almost nothing to do with more people seeking treatment because they thought their own health was at risk. According to Clay Conrad of the Fully Informed Jury Association, quote, "The vast majority of people I've seen placed into drug treatment by the courts have no drug problems other than prohibition," end quote. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.